So let's take our meditation postures. And as we did earlier, being very deliberate about our postures, kind of a sitting up to life, alert, attentive, alert to the life that's here, so that we can respond to the life that's here. Taking a bit of time to really feel the feet at the floor and our bottoms in the chairs. Our hands in our laps. Upright and dignified, facing the life that's here, just as it is. Feeling body sitting, feeling body breathing, letting all the different thoughts and emotions kind of come and go around our anchor in the sense of breathing, or perhaps a sense of breath and body as a whole. Whatever helps you to feel settled in the present moment. And facing the life that's here. We needn't push away the thoughts and feelings. They too are part of the life that's here. We simply notice them, let them move through, and then anchor and stabilize ourselves again in the sense of sitting and breathing. letting whatever is happening for you be known. It's just like this. And taking a moment to remember some of your contemplations from the last few weeks about what really matters to you, the values or principles that you'd like to be living by that we reflected upon last time, words or images that reflect what you care about most in living your life. Words like peace, love, truth, freedom, ease, creativity, health, well-being. Remembering what you've reflected on before and perhaps entertaining other ideas. If you were at the end of your life, what would you care about most as being important for steering your life, guiding your life? And then taking one of these values, holding it in mind, perhaps it's truth, for example, and to ask yourself, given that I care about truth, or fill in the blank, care about X, what is life asking of me? Let yourself ask the question again and again, and be open to not knowing. And so always try to love the questions themselves. Perhaps asking what is life asking of me gives you some clues about how this particular value may be helpful in terms of any of the issues that brought you into the workshop. How might truth, if it was that, or maybe it's love or peace, how might any of these values give you some new direction, perhaps even some concrete ideas for action about living the life of your dreams? And some ideas may be coming forth or not. Let's ask one other question before we're done with this practice today. Who might help me with this task? Who might help me live according to my values? So I might ask, who might help me live closer to truth? Who might mentor me, as it were? And you may come up with a number of ideas of actual real people that you know or you've read about. Perhaps they're fictional people. Perhaps they're cartoon characters, or they're mythological. Perhaps it's some sense of a deity. What kind of strength do you need to draw upon? Who might mentor you in living the life of your dreams? Entering any and all possibilities. And then resting again, just letting it all float. Feel the body sitting, body breathing.